This will be Mitchell's third visit to Park City as the keynote speaker for the annual community lecture put on by Leadership Park City. Leadership founder Miles Redeman first met Mitchell some 40 years ago in Crested Butte when Mitchell was elected mayor and Redeman was serving as planning director.
Miles was a terrific resource for Crested Butte, heading our planning and a lot of interesting community building operations, and also creating Crested Butte as a national historic site. So all kinds of good things, and I was lucky enough to work with him when I was elected mayor of that august town.
Today, Mitchell is a sought-after speaker and travels around the world with his message that people take responsibility for change.
My message, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do about it. It comes from experiences in my life. I was burned severely in a motorcycle accident in San Francisco in 1971, and then about 4.5 years later, up in the high country in Colorado, crashed my airplane on takeoff and broke my back and became paralyzed. And anyone can use any experience in their life as a stumbling block or a stepping stone. And I was fortunate to have people in my life that helped me realize that stuff happens, life happens. Then you get to choose. And you can choose to sit in the corner and feel sorry for yourself, or you can choose to say, what's next?
When asked what a leader is, he says it's not always the one in the lead.
Leaders can do well by watching and learning and realizing what could be done, what needs to be done, and to get a lot of support and a lot of advice and a lot of resources from other people. That's why this leadership program that Miles has done all these years impresses me so much, because he's allowing people to come together and watch what others have done instead of just wandering off on his own and or her own and trying to figure out how he can push or she can push somebody into doing what they want them to do. How about a great leader, I think, is a great follower.
That's W. Mitchell. The community lecture is free and open to the public. It'll be held at 7 p.m. Monday at the Jim Santee Auditorium. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.